Then your dad ends his career with 21 seasons. In 1967, he becomes manager of the Tulsa Oilers. What is your recollection of that?
I just know that Dad was thrilled to be able to be a manager. It was something that he wanted in his future. The Cardinals gave him the opportunity at a AAA level. He just happened to have some talent coming through at the same time. Their 1968 team won more ball games than any organized baseball club. They won the Pacific Coast League Championship, which was the top of that season.
Now, another coaching, he coached for the Mexico City Tigers.
Right.
Pitched a handful of games there. He was a pitching coach with the Cleveland Indians in the minor leagues for the California Angels and for 6 years with Japan's Hiroshima Toyo Carp. Were you with him through any of that?
No, I never went to Japan. I went to Cleveland. I was working and I went up there on a little weekend trip. Mexico City and the Japanese paid Dad to be a pitching instructor, but not for the entire season, just for their spring training. I went to Mexico City with him and saw some amazing stuff there.
He was manager of the Tulsa Oilers for 5 years?
Yes.
Five seasons won. And then he won 372 games from 67 to 71. Were you here with him with that?
I was in college, but I would come back on weekends.
Did he enjoy that?
He loved it. He would have loved to have been a major league manager.
Well, I understand he refused a promotion to the Cardinals as a pitching coach.
Right.
And he wanted to be a manager. So they said, sorry, but that's not going to happen here.
Yeah. I don't know why other ball clubs would follow suit with St. Louis, but apparently word got out that he was a nonconformist. He refused that pitching coach job, and that was something you shouldn't do. And he never got an opportunity to manage after that.
Was that a big disappointment to him?
Yes. Yeah, I think it was. And in fact, he always used to say in his older age that he didn't like the Cardinals very much. It was the only ball club that fired him.
He was fired in 71 after five seasons, one championship, and two second-place finishes with the Tulsa Oilers.
Right.
So those were good times for him here, and I'm sure he enjoyed the city and living in Tulsa at the time. And
yes.
Your mother was in town? Did
yes.
she come up here and live
oh,
with
yes.
him?
She was at the ballpark as much as she could be.
Well, he did coach Cleveland pitchers for 2 years, so
right.
he did do that for a while.
Right. Money was the issue.
He wasn't afraid to speak his mind, was he?
No.
And that's what probably got him into trouble, do you think?
Well, I don't know that he really did anything more than just refuse the pitching coach's job and told him that he would rather be a manager and that he'd rather manage at AAA level than be a pitching coach in the big leagues.
Okay. Younger pitchers, he probably didn't have a whole lot of patience for some of them.
Well, I think that he took great pride in teaching people pitches. Even back when he was playing in Milwaukee, some of the other pitchers from the other ball club would come out in the outfield and ask Dad questions about how to hold the ball for what pitch and mechanics of throwing pitches. The Braves finally figured out that that was going on, and they banned the other ball players from coming out to the outfield to discuss things with my dad. Dad's attitude was, if you're man enough to throw it, then I'll be glad to help you with it, you know?
Right. Stan Musial said of Spahn, facing Warren was the greatest challenge I knew because this man was a pitching scientist, an artist with imagination. That's Stan Musial, one of the greatest hitters
we
ever had.
Great compliment.
And he said, I don't think Spahn will ever get into the Hall of Fame because he'll never stop pitching.
As I told you, Dad studied hitters, and the mental aspect of pitching was something that he honed to a fine edge. He tried not to give a hitter something that they were looking for, even if it wasn't his best pitch.